at 7.
A fast-growing fire forces evacuations near Big Sur, and the impact could be felt as far away as the Bay Area.
And the temperatures did get better today, technically. Not enough to be a noticeable improvement for you, I'm sure. I'm going to show you some good news in this forecast for the cool down coming up.
From the ballpark to bars and restaurants, how people are kicking off their first unrestricted weekend in San Francisco.
And a former KPIX 5 anchor unveils a powerful art installation in Golden Gate Park, just in time for Juneteenth.
This is a monumental reckoning in name and in philosophy.
Right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, if you were thinking of heading down to Big Sur for Father's Day weekend, this might change your plans. Good evening, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
I'm Alan Martin in for Ken. We're going to begin on that fire watch, a smoky fire forcing evacuations near Big Sur. It's exploded to about 1,000 acres in just the past few hours. The Willow Fire was just 200 acres at noon. It's burning in a heavily forested area just north of the scar from last year's massive Dolan fire. Right now, it is not threatening any buildings, but evacuations have been ordered for the Tassajara Zen Mountain Center and the Arroyo Seco Campground, which happen to be full for Father's Day weekend. And a pair of tankers have been flying in and out of CAL FIRE's air attack base in Hollister all day, assisting about 300 firefighters on the ground. But the Forest Service says there is, quote, no containment in the near future.
The fire is putting up so much smoke, you can see it from space, and the leading edge of the plume is headed our way. The National Weather Service says the smoke is expected to drift into southern Santa Clara County as the wind blows in that direction.
And in just the past 30 minutes or so, a new fire started up in Solano County. We're told it's burned about 5 acres on either side of 680 near Cordelia. At this point, it's not threatening anything, but the smoke is impacting traffic.
Let's bring in meteorologist Darren Peck. Darren, that searing heat cannot be helping.
Not helping at all, no. And we didn't get a whole lot of help on the temperatures today. Mm-hmm. We are about to over the next few days, so there is good news on the cool down. Let me show you what we did today. For daytime highs, we got back up to 107 again today for Concord. And Livermore was 106. No real change here, but we did notice an improvement in the Bay. Temperatures came down about 4 or 5 degrees for many places, and we're going to do more tomorrow. And as we take a look at the North Bay, it also improved here. It was 104 in Santa Rosa yesterday. Today, we did 99. And if we look at where the current temperatures are, they look so much better from the daytime highs. Still hot. Hot enough that over here with those mid-90s, this is where we still have that excessive heat warning until 9 o'clock tonight. And if we go back up to the valleys of the North Bay, that's the heat advisory. Not quite as intense, but still hot enough. That stays in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Cool down gets real significant by Monday. It's still going to be hot for the weekend. More on those numbers coming up. I just wanted to go back to that fire real quickly in Big Sur. This is the updated, most recent satellite. So the imagery we showed you just a few moments ago was before this thing really took off. It did develop briefly today, one of those big pyrocumulus clouds. It shows you there's a lot of heat with this fire. It makes sense considering the intensity of the temperatures today and how dry things are. But in case you didn't pick it out, that's the plume of smoke right there. So we're going to watch that for air quality issues over the next 24 to 36 hours. I'll be back with the rest of our forecast in a bit, guys. Back over to you.
We will see you then, Darren. Thanks. Live look at where the state's power grid stands right now. The current demand just below the forecast peak. So Cal ISO says people did save enough power yesterday. We avoided the rolling blackouts. It is calling for conservation again this evening until 9 p.m.
And as we look live at the Friday evening commute, air quality managers are urging people to stay off the roads a bit longer. They've extended that spare the air alert through tomorrow due to the high heat and low winds.
And a live look now at the Tri-Valley, where temperatures flirted with triple digits again today. KPIX 5 photojournalist Alex Montano found people out working and playing in the extreme heat.
How do you think it is out here today?
It's got to be 100, I'd say. First gets hot like this, it takes like a week or so to get used to it. So, you know, these first few days on everybody, it's just brutal.
You know, with the heat, it's great to be around the pool, have the kids in the water. Although I think the parents wish they could be in there with them.
Hey, kids, what are you doing? Hey!
That looks so refreshing. Well, live pictures of Oracle Park, where the Giants are taking on the Phillies on this Orange Friday. KPIX5's Andrew Borba is live with the fans on this first Friday of a fully opened California. Andrea?
Well, Elizabeth, Johnny Cueto on the mound tonight for the San Francisco Giants, and the sidewalks here in China Basin are basically empty at this point. Everyone who has tickets is inside the park watching the Giants take on the Phillies. Now, what does the first Friday back look like in San Francisco? Well, it means maskless people on sidewalks and a full patio of Giants fans at Momo's and lots of smiles.
I think it's going to take a little bit of time, and we're all going to finally get back to a sense of normalcy. I'm embracing it. I love it. I'm vaccinated. You know, we're good.
It's great to have some sense of normalcy back. You know, we had the new normal months ago where it felt like we were going to have these on for who knows how long. It's nice to not have them, and you know, it's like freedom is coming back.
Now, there are no capacity limits in California right now. The Giants only have 18,000 tickets for tonight's game versus the Phillies. The team was already pre-selling those tickets before the June 15th reopening announcement. The next homestand, however, starting on June 25th, will be at full capacity here at Oracle Park. We're seeing lots of people on the streets just in the past few weeks, Elizabeth. I'm sure you've noticed the number of people who are not masking on the streets has decreased. People are starting to get out and about more. We're going to have much more on this tonight at 11 o'clock with the return of Friday nights.
Yeah, definitely. The city's coming back alive, that's for sure. All right, Andrea, thank you. Well, also happening right now in San Francisco, the Westfield Shopping Center and some local hotels are teaming up to try to draw people back into downtown. They transformed a stretch of Jesse Street into a block party with drinks and music. It will be held Fridays through Sundays from 4 to 10 p.m.
And now at 7 today, leaders in the South Bay celebrated the first Juneteenth as a paid county holiday. They're holding a festival tomorrow at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds.
At emancipation in mental health, emancipation and economic empowerment, emancipation and freedom in all areas of our lives is a reflection of our community, and all communities can see how to be free of whatever you need to be free from.
And there's a new powerful art installation in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park tonight. Former KPIX 5 anchor, now sculptor Dana King, created 350 sculptures. They represent the first 350 enslaved people who were brought to this country on the first ship, and only 25 of them survived.
I am conflicted about calling it a celebration, a celebratory holiday. I think it needs to be a commemoration. This is a monumental reckoning in name and in philosophy.
The installation will be here for 2 years. It's located around the former statue of Francis Scott Key, a slave owner who, of course, wrote the Star Spangled Banner. That statue was toppled by protesters last year. Now at 7, confusion and grief tonight over the murder of a tow truck driver and father in West Oakland. Repo agent Tim Nielsen was shot on Monday while on the job.
He wasn't even hooking a car. And everybody in the industry will know what I mean when I say when he's not even hooking a car and everything went south. It's a rough industry, don't get me wrong, but this is pretty much the extreme.
Nielsen worked for a vehicle repossession company in the Sacramento area. He was on assignment in Oakland on Monday. And while he was writing a report, someone shot him in the intersection of International Boulevard and 20th Avenue. He managed to drive away, but as you see, crashed his tow truck two blocks away.
This is a man that I can say gave unconditional love to everyone, and all he ever wanted to do was help people.
No information yet on possible suspects. The victim's girlfriend there pleading for anyone with information to come forward. Yeah. And back to the fire watch. A small fire along Coyote Creek in San Jose put up a decent amount of smoke, but did not damage any buildings, fortunately. It burned about half an acre at Tours and Brandy Buck. And some startling new drone footage, I should say, of the scene at California's second largest reservoir. If the water level at Lake Oroville falls much more, the hydroelectric power plant there that can serve up to 800,000 homes may be shut down for the first time since it opened in 1967. The lake currently at just 35% capacity, and compare that with the satellite image on the left which was taken 2 years ago. To check conditions and restrictions in your zip code, go to kpix.com/drought.
Well, here's a look at your top headlines. Vice President Kamala Harris toured a pop-up vaccination site in Atlanta today, part of the administration's push to have 70% of all American adults at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. So far, only 65% have received at least one shot. This is the highly contagious Delta variant is spreading in the U.S. It's now reported in 49 states.
It's a variant that is more easily transmissible, potentially deadlier, and particularly dangerous for young people.
About 400,000 Americans will lose $300 a week in extra unemployment benefits this weekend as the first eight states opt out of the federal enhancement program. More than half of U.S. states plan to end federal benefits before they expire in September. California, not among them, but it will soon reinstate the rule that benefit recipients must prove they are actively looking for a job. The change takes effect July 11th. One employment attorney, however, says one big part of the old requirement is missing.
In the past, you were required to actually list employers. You're not required to do so now. You don't need to actually show proof of interviews or show proof of applications.
And California just launched its new digital alternative to those paper vaccine cards. Just enter your information online and you'll get a four-digit PIN and a link to your record to show anywhere that proof of vaccination might be required. And Alan, we posted a link to the state's digital record portal on our website, kpix.com.
Should make it easy. All right, Liz, thanks. One of the Big Sur's most popular trails is back open tonight after a years-long hiatus. Wildfire shut down parts of the Pfeiffer Falls Trail 13 years ago. The 1.5-mile trail leads to a 60-foot waterfall in Pfeiffer Big Sur State Park. Rangers had to move it up and out of the creek to prevent erosion, trampling a wildlife habitat. Look at all those stairs. They also added 20 flights of those stairs, which our Kit Doe trekked today.
If you're curious, it's about 200 steps with a total of 500-foot vertical elevation gain.
And we made him do it five times. After a 3/4-mile hike, here's the payoff. Pfeiffer Falls, 60 feet tall, spring-fed, runs year-round, also has a new observation platform. At SFO, a recent fish and wildlife study found a thriving population of the endangered San Francisco garter snake. The federally protected species is only found on the San Francisco Peninsula. About 1,300 of them are living on an undeveloped 180-acre parcel that's owned by SFO. That is the largest concentration discovered to date.
SFO says they are. It's been working since 2008 to be a good host to the snakes and enhance their habitat. They did that and even brings in goats once a year for fire prevention. Trim down the grass a little bit, make it even more
goats
pleasant.
Goats and snakes living together? Mass hysteria.
I will not be going near that habitat.
No.
Thanks for watching. The news continues streaming on CBSN Bay Area.
All right. Enjoy your evening. We're back for you here at 11 o'clock. Have a good night.